Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
Today I bring you a word entitled The Wind. The Wind. The Wind. We often sing this hymn when the storm of life are raging, tempests wild in sea and land. I will seek a place of refuge in the shelter of God's hand. At some point or another, we all have are met upon a wind in our lives. Come on now. I was speaking with a bishop friend of mine that called me this week just to say, I am in your neck of the woods. And I said, what's going on? What are you doing so close to me? He said, a member of my church drives for UPS. The wind was so boisterous. For those of you that lives in the Palm Beach area, even in South, anywhere in South Florida, because it was a all-state rain and wind. It was so strong. I'm wondering to myself, we're having a hurricane and I didn't hear about it. We're having a hurricane in November. 60 miles an hour? Like, this is contrary. This man was coming on the highway, and when two tractor trailer passed him, and you know when you're driving on the highway and the tractor trailer passed you, you hear whew, that rushing wind. So much so that it flipped his truck. Have so many broken bones, and he is in a hospital right now. He did multiple surgeries and yesterday. Don't believe that he'll be able to work again. Said, my God, the wind, the wind. He was trapped in his vehicle for over 45 minutes before they could release him. The wind. We all have different types of wind blowing in our lives. Some are by nature, while some are contrary to nature. One of these storms met the disciples as they roar upon the Sea of Galilee. I told you about that last week. The enemy has no respect for power or authority. I want you to understand that. So not your neighbor and said, it doesn't matter who you are. He will come up against you. He went up against God. People looking at me, oh, I heard you had some trouble in the church. Me? The church is not mine. The church is God's. If there's a problem, it's God's problem. You don't understand that the devil rose up against God in heaven. What makes you think he's not going to come up in your house? What makes you think that he is not going to come up in your church? In your marriage? In all your relationship? Not your neighbor and said, he has no authority. No respect for authority. This is why we must This is why he must be subdued. He must be overcome. I wish somebody would leave. My God. This is why we cannot obtain without faith. That is why we often sing the song, I must, underline the word must, have the Savior with me. For I dare not walk alone. Because there is an enemy to my right and an enemy to my left. There is an enemy before me and an enemy behind me. But I have somebody with me who can carry my heavy load. I have somebody with me who can still the storm. Somebody nudge a neighbor and say, do you have that somebody with you? So I'm going to take you to a quick reading. Come to us from Mark 4, from the verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over on the other side. The Messiah said, listen, let us go over on the other side. Come on. You see, sometimes when you get a word from the Lord, I love your Holy Spirit. When you get a word from the Lord and the Lord tell you to go on the other side, you said you get excited and you said, yes, God has given me a word. But what you don't know is that because the Lord has given you a word, the enemy is going to raise up a wind. We have mistaken it so many times that when God has sent you a word and the wind began to blow, you said, no, this could not be from God. I was told to go right. I am heading right. Why is there so? Why are there so many obstacles in my way? And we begin to lose hope. And our faith begins to get weak because there is no way God could tell me to do this and I'm on this wind. But not your neighbor and say, neighbor, if God has given you a word, you better watch out. There is going to be a battle before you're able to obtain it. Oh God, who am I talking to today? And what are you, Nicola told us today, next year this time. She prophesied, and I believe it, but before next year this time comes, we will have to face a wind. I am telling you, there is no victory without a war. Oh God, you don't hear me. There is no winning without a fight. My God. Now, who am I talking to today? I know that some of you are sick and tired of fighting. I know that some of you are saying, how long? Every day I'm in a fight. Every day I'm in a fight. Hey, no, you need to shut up and fight. That's why the fight is taking so long. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes. I don't know about you, but I have given birth to two children. And one of the things I've come to understand is that when the pain is whooping you so, when it's time to push, the nurse or the midwife will tell you, don't waste the contraction. You've got to bear down in the pain. You've got to push that baby out. You don't have time to make noise. Yes. Said, Lord, help me to push through my pain. The only reason why you're fighting so hard is because God desires for you not to die in the fight. But if you would just shut up and fight, Lord God, not your neighbor, say, neighbor, Shut your mouth. She said, today you talk too much. Just fight. My God. So the Lord said, let us cross over on the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. Read.
And there were also with him other little ships. Oh, yeah. And there arose a great storm of wind.
And now why did the master, the God of the wind, somebody would say, yeah, if that was the Holy Ghost speaking to you, you would have gone left.
My God.
Not your neighbor, say, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Read.
And the waves beat into the ship.
The wave beat so boisterously
into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow.
Do you understand that the ship is about to sink?
And they awake him.
So slow down. If the ship is now full, the ship is about to sink. The man that gave them the word to let's go over, he was fast asleep.
On a pillow.
He found a pillow.
My God.
He was tired. After teaching the multitude, he fell asleep. I tell you, if you keep the Sabbath all day and you never rest, God is going to charge you for breaking the Sabbath. Tell somebody, I can't wait for the service to be over. Not so that I can go shopping, but just so I can rest. Lord God. And he was asleep when the storm came. Listen up, read.
And they awake him and said unto him.
They wake him up.
Master, carest thou not that we perish?
So, wait a minute. So you don't care about us. I hear your Holy Spirit. A lot of us are at that place right now. What about me? If you cared, you say that you are Lord and you called me to this. If you cared, why am I going through this?
Yes.
Don't you see that the ship is now full? Don't you see I can't take no more?
My God.
Don't you see that I am about to sink? Don't you see that people are going to laugh at me now? You're really going to let them take my house? You're really going to let a wrecker pull up in my yard and take my car, God? Some of us are at that place where we're just holding on by a thin thread. Because you cannot believe that your God is holding out on you this long. Read.
And he arose.
The beauty about it is that they did not sit there and complain. They did something about the situation. And what they did was get down to the bottom of the ship. Disturb his... I know you're tired. I know you're tired, God, but I come to disturb you. I know it's not time to wake you up, but I have to wake you up. There is trouble in the ship. You see, the problem some of us have, we're so busy being vexed. We are so upset with God. We're not even praying, let alone to wake him up. Because let me tell you something. Prayer is different from waking him up. To wake him up, almost lost my home one night this week. Everyone was out of the house. They were here at rehearsal. Just me and Caesar. I heard this explosion. I literally thought that someone broke my front door, because my front door have two planes of glass door. So I thought somebody shattered my front door. Caesar, the puppy, and I chased quickly to the front of the house. So I had a huge candle in a huge glass candle vase. And I lit the candle from Friday evening to welcome Shabbat. I didn't bother to put out the candle because it was already to the end. Just let it burn out. But for some strange reason, the candle would not burn out. And I'm saying to myself, why this candle just kept on going? There's like literally when you look down in it, you cannot understand what is it burning from. But it kept on going. So around the bottom of the vase, it's a beautiful flower wreath. It shattered that big vase. And then catch the wreath and fire. I said, but look at this, my God. I said, if I was not home, you would have taken my house, you wicked spirit. I said, but whatever you are, I said, the destruction has been broken. I thank you, God. I had to use two big garbage bags. That's how big the vase was. To collect it and to put out the fire. The point I'm trying to make to you is that when you need that extra push, you're not nice about it. I said both the puppy and I rush. Did you think that they take their time, go down and said, Master, it's time to get up. Oh, Master, there's a wind outside. Master Jesus. They wouldn't call him Jesus. They would call him Yeshua. Master Yeshua. The ship is full of water. No. There is such a thing that is called, we have an adrenaline in us, you see. This is how God wired us, that when there is an emergency, you either stand up and fight or you take flight. So the adrenaline rush don't allow you to be cute. The adrenaline rush allow you to say, Lord, we are sinking. And they weren't nice about it. They said, so you don't care. I know you're sleeping, but I know you know what's going on. You don't care, Lord.
That we perish, Lord.
You don't care that we perish?
Yes.
Wake up. Wake up. I know I'm talking to somebody today. Wake up. Yes. Wake up the Christ in your ship. Yes. Not a neighbor said he can be awakened.
Yes.
He can be awakened.
Yes.
Stop being lazy. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. You so busy crying and sobbing and giving, throwing yourself a pity party. Arise and wake him. He wants you to wake him. He wants you to provoke him. He wants you to bother him. Oh God, you see, he knew that when his mother asked him to go to the wedding with him, he knew why he was going. He wanted to provoke him so he can turn your water into wine. Hear me today when I tell you, read.
And he arose and rebuked the wind.
He's very obedient. Not your neighbor. Say neighbor. Your God is very obedient. If you wake him, tell him what the problem is. He will respond. Read.
And he said unto the sea, peace be still.
When he got up, he was not frantic. He did not lose his cool. He got up. He looked at the wind. And he said, peace. He said, peace be still. Now listen what he said to the disciples. Read.
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
He never spoke in tongues. He never went into fasting. He just said, I just imagine he just stretched forth his hand and said, peace, be still. Come on now. Not your neighbor, say, use your word. Use your words. Finish. What did he say to them? This is the end.
And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
So now the fear shifted. Because the wind is abated. But now another fear take hold upon them. Who is this we have in the ship? Who is this we break bread with every day? Who? What? Man, yes. Is this we sleep with him, yes. We eat with him, we walk with him, yes. We have sweet fellowship together, yes. But I never knew who he was. Who is this man? Can I tell you, the man is with you. You carry the man with you every day. Every day. Every day. You talk with the man. Every day. You pray to the man. Every day. He wakes you up. He clothes you in your right mind. Every day, he allows you to escape the plans of the enemy. There are times when we're traveling on the highway, and you even have the audacity to say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if it had not been for God who was in this car, I would have met the fatality of my life today. But you are not using him. Not your neighbor, say neighbor, the Lord wants you to use him. The Lord wants you to wake him up. The Lord wants you to show him where it hurts. The Lord wants you to point out where the storm is. The Lord wants you to tell him that your ship has taken in water and you're about to go under. Somebody hear me today. Not your neighbor, say neighbor, you got the answer. Say neighbor, the problem can be solved. You have the antidote. You carry the result you're looking for. That which you're waiting on is waiting on you. I said the Lord is waiting on you. Oh, he have not left you alone. He is right there. Right there. Stand up on your feet right now and said, Lord, your word decree and declare that if any man confess that Yeshua is Lord, that you Elohim will come and dwell within that man. Said, Lord, I believe that Yeshua is Lord. I confess him today. Come now and honor your word. Dwell within me. Dwell within me. Said, Lord, dwell within me. Lord, dwell within me. So remain standing. I provoked you to this point. So just in case you never had him when I started, not your neighbor, said, I have him now. Oh, you're talking to the wrong neighbor. Not another neighbor, said, I have him now. Now I tear you. Now I tear you. I tear you to show him the storm. I tear you to show him the boat. I tear you to let him speak out of you. He just needs your mouth. Close your eyes and look at the wind in your life. Stretch forth your hand against it and say, peace be still. Peace be still. Come on and speak to the sickness in your life. Peace be still. Come on and speak to the lack in your life. Peace be still. I speak to the lack in this house. Peace be still. I speak to financial bondage. Peace be still. Whatever you want God to be, he can be. Somebody rise up and say that he is the I am that I am. He is my everything. My God. He never fails. So now, who have to call you out? Who have to call you out of your seat now and prophesy on you? The power is in you. Come on, lift your hand and say, I am not leaving this place the way I came. I am powered up. I am fed up. And I am going to speak. Said, Lord, forgive me for complaining. I will no longer be a complainer. I will use my words and I will speak to every situation that rises its ugly head against me. I speak to my situation. I have overcome you. I have overcome you. Come on, come on, look at it. Look at that one and said, number one problem, I overcome you. You problem number two, I overcome you. Problem number three, I overcome you. In the name of the Lord, I overcome you. And every fire and every wind that will come up against me, I have already overcome. Now put your hands together and give your God praise. Put your hands together and give your God praise. God bless you. Go in the strength of this meal on today.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-16.